Oceania episode number 8. Our topic today is Islam in South Asia. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Islam in Southeast Asia is neglected in Western study of Islam, which centers around the Middle East. The ruling classes embraced Islam, which further aided the permeation of the religion throughout the region. The war on terrorism, particularly since 9/11, has influenced contemporary Islam in Southeast Asia. The history of Islam in South Asia is as diverse as the millions of individuals across India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh who consider themselves Muslim. The period between 1206 and 1526 is often referred to as the period of the Delhi Sultanates. Islam in South Asia today combines a multitude of histories and experiences. The notion of political Islam is a modern idea and should not be considered an integral part of the Islamic tradition. Just as the last few decades have witnessed an effort by the puritanical view of Islam from the Arabian heartland to penetrate the syncretist Asian periphery, there is now a need to reverse the flow of Islamic ideas from Asia to the Middle East. Because Islam is a religion and not just a political or economic ideology, the U.S. cannot directly get involved in intra-Islam discourse. The growth of Islam in South Asia has been one of the more important geopolitical developments of the past millennium. As the centuries went by, more and more of the indigenous inhabitants of South Asia came to embrace an Islamic religio-cultural milieu, with many converting to Islam. Ahmad 1964 addresses major themes that run through the Muslim presence in South Asia. A pattern of growing political patronage of Chishtai shrines emerged in many parts of northern India, from Gujarat to Bengal. Not only did Mughal emperors bestow lavish endowments for the support of the Ajmer Dargah and sponsor several construction projects, they also actively involved themselves in its management by appointing its administrators and titular heads. The history of Islam in South Asia has been grossly misrepresented. This is all for today, friends. My name is Terence and this was episode 8 of Asia and Oceania. See ya next time.